I care about my appearance. That doesn't mean that I lose myself and I can't leave my house to go to the grocery store without putting makeup on. That's not what that means. It's actually just seated more in the scarcity of you don't want to be too much, or you don't want to be too loud because maybe you won't be liked. The point of this conversation and the point of a mindful makeup and skincare ritual is to see yourself, appreciate your features, pamper your skin with nourishing products that you love. You know, see your makeup application or your skincare routine as a form of self-expression and self-love rather than a chore. Seeing yourself in the mirror and checking in with yourself of like, hey, how are you? How are you doing? You're doing a really good job today. You have a lot on the go right now, and you're still showing up for yourself.
Welcome to She Empowers the Podcast. This is your host, Dr. Kayla Lucas. I'm a mom of two, a family-focused chiropractor, a trailblazing entrepreneur, and a holistic mindset queen. I am on a mission to empower women to lead themselves and their families to greater health and wellness in their personal lives and businesses. Each week, I'm sharing inspiring content that will give you the tools to navigate your own wellness journey, grow your businesses, expand your mind, and take care of the ones you love. This is your space to feel supported, inspired, and empowered. Let's get into it.
Hello, beautiful. Welcome back to another episode of She Empowers the Podcast. Thank you so much for being here today. I'm so grateful to have you back. We are doing another solo episode this week, and this topic is something that really just got sparked from a conversation with someone in my practice. And as we dive in, I am fully on this journey of really embracing who I am, developing a deeper connection with myself, and practicing more self-love. And I think we all need to be reminded of this topic of how to love ourselves deeper, how to have more meaning and happiness in our day-to-day lives. And so today on the podcast, I want to share a little bit about what I'm doing in my own life that's hopefully going to inspire a bit of change, maybe mindset shifts for you if you are also on the journey of self-love. And I feel like it has to be called a journey because we're all trying to love ourselves in a more meaningful and deeper way. And we all struggle with self-doubt. We all struggle with preconditioning, self-limiting beliefs. We've all been rejected before. We've all had failure in our past. And self-love and worthiness is just this concept that's always evolving, hopefully evolving, and changing for the better. But it is something that if you want to change it for the better, it is a daily and consistent practice. I also have to apologize. My voice is very raspy right now. I'm kind of battling the tail end of a cold, but I'm showing up anyway because I love you. And with this concept, with this conversation that I had literally a few days ago in my practice, it was with a patient that I've been treating for a long period of time. We were just shooting, you know, the shit. We were talking about our lives, catching up, doing the regular thing as I was adjusting her. And she made a comment about one of my social media posts, and it was specifically sharing like unwinding in your bathtub, like setting the tone for a good evening. And she was like, I love how you are like sharing this stuff. And she's like, I just don't know how you love yourself so much. And like, I full stop. That comment stopped my hands from moving across her spine. It stopped my thoughts altogether. It stopped my body. And it really just hit me right in the corner center of my chest. I don't know how you love yourself so much. Like, holy smokes. That is like a full revelation in her own psychology of how she's potentially not able to love herself on a similar caliber as maybe she sees someone else. Full disclosure, I am on this journey right alongside you. Self-love is something that is talked about a lot, potentially, if you're on social media and you see other people sharing content, especially influencers who are on a self-love wellness journey. They're sharing a lot of self-love, self-love, self-worth, self-worth, but no one really talks about the how. Like, how do you cultivate that relationship? And her comment really hit me to the core because I thought, holy smokes, how many women feel this way? How many women actually doubt themselves, who don't love themselves, who pick themselves apart, who have really self-deprecating thoughts, who have self-limiting beliefs and negative self-talk, like probably every single woman on the planet. But her comment made me feel so sad that she was in that place of, I don't know how you love yourself so much. So today's episode, really, we're just going to be talking about self-love and how you can cultivate that relationship with yourself so much and shifting the mindset of loving yourself as a daily and worthy practice to add into your life. Because if you are not adding self-love, intentional self-love into your life, you are missing the mark on such a beautiful aspect of, number one, being a human. But as women, it just gets to be so fun on how we love ourselves. In my opinion, it just gets to be something that is like so awesome to do and so awesome to feel. So I'm going to share with you some of my top ways that I add more self-love into my daily life and practices, because I want you to feel joyous about yourself. I want you to feel a sense of love and preservation. And if you have daughters, this is really important, because even if you have sons too, okay, we shouldn't discriminate gender-wise, but I have one daughter, I have one son. And of course, I want to instill them speaking kindly to themselves and them speaking positivity into their life and into their day and how they feel about themselves. But as a woman and as a mother, if I don't practice the art of inspiring myself, the art of laughing with myself, of taking care of myself, and of loving myself wholeheartedly, I can't show her how to do it. And how she depicts me doing it is going to develop her own conditioning and her sense of self-worth and love. So I think this conversation really is just so vitally important for the globe of women developing from this point on and future generations. So let's dive in. Self-love to me is really the practice of caring for oneself in a holistic and compassionate manner. It involves recognizing one's own inherent worth, which is unequivocal. It is our birthright. We are worthy no matter where we're at in our lives, what we're doing, what people have said or done to us. Like, your worth is a non-negotiable. And it is accepting oneself unconditionally and prioritizing our well-being and our happiness. And self-love really comes with nurturing our physical side, our emotional side, our mental well-being, our spiritual oneness, and setting boundaries with people to protect oneself from outside harm, outside influence, and really coming back to treating yourself with kindness and grace and respect and forgiveness. And I think that we just need to honestly put language to some of this stuff sometimes, because we can see it with influencers on social media. We can maybe see a girlfriend who's practicing it, but we don't practice it, or we practice it, but we don't see other people practicing it. Like, I think that this is something, just like you would practice your favorite sport or, you know, a specific instrument, practicing self-love takes intention, but it first takes you acknowledging that you are worth taking care of. So when my patient shared with me, I don't know how you love yourself so much, really the easy way to say it, I love myself because it's a foundation for living a fulfilling and meaningful life. Like, plain and simple, that is it. I want to love myself unconditionally, regardless of what I achieve, regardless of what I accomplish, regardless of how many friends I have, how many followers I have, how much people like me. Like, I just want to have such deep-rooted self-love and self-worth that it's so non-negotiable, it's so overflowing, it's so unconditional, that doesn't really matter what side of external influence is happening. My internal set point is so, so set. It's so good. It's so powerful. It is set in self-trust. And I want that for you too. So as we dive into some of these things, please take what is meaningful to you. As always, I say this on the podcast, but these are the things that I feel really have cultivated a self-love in my day-to-day practices. And some of them might be things that you don't feel called to, or that you don't feel a sensation of relatability to. But there are going to be things in your life, I can guarantee, that you would find more appealing or more excitable to you, more pampering for yourself, whatever word you want to use. And I think that is kind of the point of self-love and self-expression, is to find those things, find those unique ways that bring you true joy, that bring you back to yourself, and that bring you a sense of love that is pouring from your heart. So one thing that I do that really brings me back to a sense of self-love is having a mindful makeup and skincare ritual. So I know I've unpacked skincare before on this podcast, but skincare routine has been something that I've only cultivated in the last, I would say, like 3 years, really intentionally. And I will say that I've started really small. When I first started my skincare slash makeup ritual, I started with like two products. I started with a good cleanser and a good moisturizer. I've since then developed more, I would say, familiarity with different serums, hyaluronic acid, a night cream and a day cream, a toner, doing regular facials. Like, I think that it's something that I've just sort of am falling in love with more and more. And yes, it requires a bit of time in your day, but this is also your opportunity to appreciate your features. Like, look at yourself in the mirror and speak kindly to yourself and see yourself, right? We're racing from place to place. We go from one end to the next in our day of getting ready, getting out the door, get the kids, go, 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 do this, go to work, get that meeting done, send the email, go get the groceries, go to the post office, blah, blah, blah. Like, you know what your day looks like. Maybe you work from home, but you're still tied to some level of your computer, looking at a screen, looking, you know, at all of the things that require your attention in the day. And I think that we actually don't look at ourselves enough. And when I was little, you know, this is actually like just coming up as I'm unpacking this. My sister was a person who spent a lot of time in the mirror, like a lot of time in her outfits. She spent a lot of time looking at herself in the mirror. And I remember that there was this like tone of quit looking at yourself in the mirror. Like, that's so vain. And so as a little girl, I didn't spend a lot of time looking at myself in the mirror because it kind of felt like it was met with resistance or this negative connotation of being vain or having vanity over yourself and being self-absorbed. And honestly, I am so glad that my sister gave me that, I guess, example. She's 10 years older than me. To this day, she has one of the best, richest wardrobes I've ever seen. She takes care of her body and her skin, and she looks at herself in the mirror still to this day with such love and adoration of like, yeah, I look good. My outfit's great. And I think that as little girls, we can get imprinted that, you know, being in the mirror too much or caring so much about your appearance is a bad thing. Why? Like, I care about my appearance. That doesn't mean that I lose myself and I can't leave my house to go to the grocery store without putting makeup on. That's not what that means. It's actually just seated more in the scarcity of you don't want to be too much or you don't want to be too loud because maybe you won't be liked. The point of this conversation and the point of a mindful makeup and skincare ritual is to see yourself, appreciate your features, pamper your skin with nourishing products that you love. You know, see your makeup application or your skincare routine as a form of self-expression and self-love rather than a chore. Seeing yourself in the mirror and checking in with yourself of like, hey, how are you? How are you doing? You're doing a really good job today. You have a lot on the go right now and you're still showing up for yourself. Like, I think that we can really cultivate a new meaning behind love and self-love more specifically when we're first willing to notice ourselves. Like, some women might not want to look at themselves in the mirror because they see bags under their eyes, or maybe more wrinkles than they want to see, or their skin is not the way that they, you know, see in magazines or on, you know, the perfectly curated filters on Instagram. Like, that is okay. If you want to love yourself, you have to see yourself and accept yourself wholeheartedly, exactly as you are. And potentially it might serve as an opportunity for you to recognize that I do have bags under my eyes. Maybe that means I should get, you know, an eye roller or something that reduces the puffiness. Or maybe I just deserve a friggin' great facial. Like, when's the last time I've given myself a facial? So I know this concept is very simple, but we often don't do it enough, don't do it regularly enough, or we don't see it as valuable. And I believe that if you want to develop a greater muscle, right? We have to build this muscle of self-love and self-worthiness. If you want to build that up, you have to see yourself first. You have to see yourself as valuable enough to take care of. And I don't know about you, but looking in the mirror every day, putting on your face or taking off your makeup or putting on your makeup or doing your skincare routine, it is a moment for you to just have peace with yourself, to have a time out with yourself, to give yourself the benefits of love and intention. The second thing that I do is that at least once a week, I dedicate one evening to a goddess bath ceremony. What is a goddess bath ceremony? This is literally just my version. I don't think I've ever verbalized it outwardly to anybody, but I really do dedicate an evening a week to a very luxurious bath ceremony that would be fit for a goddess, like someone that I would want to aspire to be like, right? The word luxury, what does that mean to you? A lot of the times people think it means some type of like physical asset or money, but luxury can be found in really simple things. And again, this takes intention. So once a week, and I honestly, my days of the week will vary. Sometimes it's an evening or a weekend, or sometimes it's during the week, but I literally, my husband is like programmed now. I'm like, tonight's my bath night. And he's like, okay. Like, he just knows that it's something that I need to recharge, to reset, to recalibrate myself, my body, my mind, my spirit, to just be able to continue to tackle my life, right? To be able to show up in my life.
Hey friends, what's up? Real quick here. I need to ask you a favor. Over the last year, I put my blood, sweat, and tears into this podcast, and I have a team behind the scenes who puts their blood, sweat, and tears into this podcast to offer you free content that helps you live your most empowered life. We do not do any sort of advertising whatsoever. So what I'm asking is for you to leave a 5-star review of the show either on Apple or Spotify or whatever platform that you are currently using to listen to the episodes. This helps the grand mission of She Empowers to build community, to reach more ears, and ultimately help us grow this podcast. It takes 1 minute of your time, and it is the best act of generosity that you can give back to the show. Thank you so much for continuing to tune in, and thank you so much for helping us reach our mission in reaching more ears, more people, and more empowered and inspired lives. Now back to the show.
So I fill my bathtub with warm water. I often will add essential oils or Epsom salts, magnesium salts. I always light a candle. It, like, without fail, I light a candle. I have a playlist on my phone that plays very soothing music. I generally will have a book that I'm reading that also cultivates some level of growth or personal development. For you, it might be a fiction book or a smut book or something that you just enjoy reading. Maybe it's listening to a podcast, but I will just immerse myself into a very relaxing and rejuvenating experience that honors my body and, more importantly, my spirit. And this, you know, some people will add in milk and honey to their baths, right? Like, they'll put flower petals into their baths, like, use a bath bomb, like, do whatever feels good. But I do think that dedicating one day a week or one evening a week to unwind, to have that self-preservation time, is such a good act of self-love. Like, we need to honor in our femininity how good it feels to slow down. Hey friends, what's up? As many of you may know, my family and I recently sold our home and bought our forever home, and now here we are. But it was a 3-year decision that took so much time and energy. When we finally decided to move, I was not looking forward to walking through the process of selling our home, buying another one, but none of it would have been possible without my beautiful friend, Trish. Trish Regeer is a Saskatoon realtor who prides herself in being your one-stop shop for both buying and selling. She is super passionate about helping her clients find their forever home, and it honestly shows up when you meet her. Her mission is to cultivate lasting relationships built on trust and integrity while empowering her clients to make informed decisions that benefit themselves and their families. When I say this process took 3 years, it literally took that long. She took us through so many different homes, looking at different build options, but when we finally settled on our most beautiful current home, she was great to have in our corner during the negotiation process. Trish is fun, energetic, and makes the buying and selling process so smooth from start to finish. She ensured that we were happy with all the moving parts and was an excellent communicator through the whole process. Whether you're buying your first home, upgrading to accommodate a growing family, or purchasing a revenue property, you can rely on Trish for attention to detail and caring nature. Trish finds the best individual approach and plan for her clients, including extensive and personalized market strategies. And as we know, this is more important now more than ever. Trish is licensed in residential, and she has built solid relationships in her industry, so you can dial up the best lawyers, appraisers, mortgage brokers, contractors, pretty much whatever you need, she can get it for you. If you want a driven, hardworking, and trustworthy agent who will go above and beyond for you, this is a no-brainer, my friends. Get in touch with Trish. You can connect with her at Coldwell Banker Signature in Saskatoon or on socials at Trish Regeer. That's at T-R-I-S-H-R-E-G-I-E-R or online at www.306realty.com. And don't worry, we will link all of her stuff in the show notes in case you're driving and you can't click right now. I am a very driven person. I've been told by many people that I'm an alpha female. And instead of that deterring me or making me feel like, oh, that's an uncomfortable label, I honor that label and I operate so hard in my day-to-day life in my masculine energy. I'm a very productive person. I can push play and go all day, but my feminine part always needs to be cultivated and found in ways that will force me to slow down. And so the makeup ritual or the skincare ritual is a part of that. But that goddess bath ceremony is just me literally giving myself luxury, giving myself the recharge, the reset, you get it. So how can you add this into your day? How can you add this into your week? Like, I think self-love gets confused with needing to like do certain things, but only do the things that actually give you the most joy, the most refreshment, the most peace. And so for you, you might want to add in like other things into your bath ceremony. Maybe you don't enjoy baths, and then take an everything shower, hang eucalyptus in your shower, you know, do your exfoliations, add in some sugar scrub, get some really beautiful soaps and shampoos and things that you want to incorporate, do a scalp massage. Like, this is you just expressing your own artistic ability with yourself on how you want to incorporate these practices of self-love into your day. One of the other things that I really love doing that I feel is just such a treat is solo date nights. And this does not always happen as frequently as I would maybe love it. You know, we have the kids, you may have a business, I have a business, you have your husband or your partner, your life is busy, and you don't always get to indulge in those activities that bring you that joy and fulfillment. But I personally find that solo dates are so, so important to continue to unpack and develop that deeper relationship with yourself. I also personally love being alone. So whether it's you trying a new restaurant, you know, maybe you want to attend a different cultural event or watch your favorite movie at home in bed, Prioritizing spending quality time with yourself and enjoying your own company is a sure way to strengthen your self-love muscle, right? This reinforces the idea that you're worthy of love and enjoyment even when you're alone, especially when you're alone. I just recently got a solo date night. This was like a complete surprise, but we had a really major snowstorm here a few weeks ago. My husband was stuck in Phoenix for work, and my kids were at their grandparents' house, and I literally couldn't leave the house to go get them because I would have either, number one, got stuck or crashed and died. So I stayed home and I was by myself. And it was like, I felt so much excitement brewing inside of me of like, oh my God, what am I going to do? Oh my God, I have the time. I can like do all the things. Like I got so excited and I poured myself a glass of my favorite white wine. I made myself one of my favorite meals, which is usually pasta. Like, I mean, I think I'm truly Italian at heart. I want to live in Italy and just eat pasta and drink wine all day. That's my ultimate fantasy. And so I sort of made this like little oasis. I lit a candle. I turned on some really good music that I listened to from the 90s, like circa 2000. Like, if you know, you know. And I just really had this amazing date night with myself. I loved it. Like I had time to do all the dishes leisurely and not rush to go get the kids into the bath or the shower before bedtime. And I got to unwind and put on my favorite PJs and just really have that time be so prioritized to not jumping into self-soothing, self-deprecating activities that numb ourselves, but actually just feeding the goddess within, feeding the soul, feeding the mind, and really cultivating a beautiful night with myself. So you don't necessarily have to do this in the form of a date night with yourself. You can do this during the day. You can go to a coffee shop and enjoy a really quiet moment with yourself. Enjoy your favorite cup of cappuccino or a cup of tea over a croissant or avocado toast, like whatever your thing is, it's okay to do this. And I think that with that comment that my patient made of like, I don't know how you love yourself so much. This is you prioritizing you, you being your own cheerleader, and you actually just wanting to be with yourself. If you have hesitation to want to be with yourself, I would encourage you to unpack that. You need to be alone to let yourself think and not scroll, right? We're not on our phones. That's not part of being solo date. Like some people will say that that's like their favorite thing. But I think that we're growing up in a culture where people don't know how to be alone because we have our phones so tied to us. Solo dates, it's literally time for you to just be with you, whether that's with a journal, a good book, a walk in the park, which brings me to my next one. Nature connection is a really important part of nurturing your soul and practicing self-love. So as it's getting warmer out, this is really important to get outside more. It's an opportunity for us to be a little bit more adventurous, maybe finding a picnic in a scenic spot, simply sitting under a tree in the beauty of the natural world, taking walks to the park, going to, you know, the dog park, maybe go with a friend. Like, I feel like connecting with nature can help you feel so grounded, peaceful, and connected to something greater than yourself. And also knowing that we've been created to share love, sow love for ourselves, with God and with others, that it has this way of bringing so much healing to your spirit and to yourself. I personally love this time of the year. It's so much more opportunity to get outside, plant the garden, maybe get some more flowers or plants put into your own house or around your home, maybe in your place of work. Like, nature can be brought into so many parts of our day-to-day lives, and we often forget that it's one of the greatest ways to, number one, reduce stress, but also connect back to yourself. So with that, I would really encourage that with whatever ways you seem to find peace, rejuvenation, recalibration, self-regulation, you do it on a regular basis, because self-love is really just involving so much of engaging in those activities that promote growth, fulfillment, and authenticity. Ultimately, I just believe self-love is about cultivating a positive and nurturing relationship with ourselves. which really just serves as the foundation for living a very fulfilling and a very meaningful life. So with that, I'm going to love you and leave you. And I really just want to encourage you to practice some of those components of self-compassion, acknowledging yourself, embracing yourself, look at yourself in the mirror, run yourself a goddess bath ceremony, enjoy the fruits of nature, and go on solo dates. I love you, and I'm cheering you on. Have the best week.
Thank you so much for tuning in and listening the whole way through on She Empowers the podcast. Make sure to subscribe anywhere you are listening to podcasts. And if you happen to have iTunes, would you do me a favor and leave a 5-star review of the show so more women can learn about what we are doing over here? You can also copy this link and share it on your social media and tag me at sheempowers.co. That is the way we get these beautiful messages out to more and more souls around the world. Thank you so much for being a part of the She Empowers community. Until next time, go lead with love and joy.